Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. An optimistic Monday. A bracket Monday. If you've done the brackets, share them here with us. Email them to what? Where should we have them sent, Fancy Brian? To the station, to the Devil's Advocates. Send them to Dom at DARNWI.com. That's DOM at DARNWI. Send all your brackets to Dom. Send them now. Well,
and all your,
you know,
all your
still,
best ideas as well. All your best ideas.
Yes, and checks made out to Cash, please. He'll share, right? He'll share. 844-967-2789. I'm feeling pretty optimistic. That's unusual for me.
I think we should. And another thing that Fukuyama pointed out, I dove a little bit deeper into a paper that he wrote. He pointed out that Russia is pot committed here. My point is that they have pretty much their entire land force in Ukraine right now. If they don't do it with what they got, they don't got anything else.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's tragic for the Ukrainian people, no doubt. I certainly wouldn't want to be at the tip of the Russian slaughter. But in the whole scheme of geopolitics, you know, once again, the Russians have an Afghanistan perhaps on their hands. Hopefully it doesn't take 20 years to break the bank. I mean, it could be 20 days the way the Russian economy's going. But anyways, the example of tyranny in real life, this naked aggression. Do we have to go through World War II or World War III before we start saying, you know what? Maybe there's some bright side to democracy. You know, maybe there's an upside. Maybe we should be defending it on every front, even Republicans. You know, you stop fighting the outcome of the last elective cycle. You stop crapping on the president of the United States during an active land war. You know, things like that. Just a consideration. 844-967-2789. Dick, you're first. Welcome from the garage in Madison. What do you got?
Well, I totally agree with his thinking. I really do. Let's review 3 weeks of where they're at, Russia. I mean, their stock market hasn't been open for what, 2 weeks? He's trying to hire mercenaries from Syria. The people of Ukraine have seen this. They do not want to go back to this, and they won't. I'm secure in saying that.
But the people of Russia are being rapidly propagandized. Like the people on the right in America are being propagandized by Fox News.
Well, that may be, but there's something else going on in Russia I just see now on MSNBC. There's an exodus from Russia that's starting. And these people know what's coming. And I'm telling you, Zelensky, pray and hope he lives through this, and I think he will. And I honestly think he'll become their Roosevelt / Churchill if he does. I mean, this guy has just been unbelievable throughout this.
Let a stand-up comedian lead them.
Oh,
no, he's been a hell of a courageous leader. I don't know he garnered those leadership skills. But he's got
either,
it in spades. He's got it.
He is definitely got it. And he's going to address a joint session of Congress on Wednesday.
That's my understanding. We'll try to share that on the air on Wednesday's program right
here. You know, all of this is just absolutely history in the making. It's just so sad to see what's happening to the country with... I can't even watch it.
Our country or theirs, Dick? Our country or theirs?
No, theirs. It's just, it's so sad that Putin's taken to the things he's doing. But he's, ultimately, I think he's done. I really do. I think before Easter, you're going to see him gone.
Wow, that's bold. You should fill out some brackets and send them in at Dom at DARNWI.com. Email in your brackets, Dick, because... that's some bold prognostication. Before we figure out the March, whatever they call it, where you can't say it because it's copyrighted or whatever, we're just calling it brackets. Fill out your bracket and send it in. We'll have a contest. You know, we'll give out T-shirts for the smartest bracketologist. Whoever gets the most right will, you'll at minimum get a Devil's Advocate's T-shirt, or Dom will, you know, sign your chest, man or woman, either one.
We'll definitely give you a way to go, for sure.
An attaboy. You'll get an attaboy for sure-sy. 844-967-2789. Even with phonetic spellings, you know I'm going to butcher the name. So I'll get to, you know who you are if you have a difficult name. Be patient for a minute longer. Wisco Paul, you're next. You got a simple name. What do you got for us?
Well, thanks for that, Cody. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I agree with Dick. That war is really hard to watch. I look at the weapons they're using nowadays, and wow. And he hasn't even used all his weapons. But I just got a quick question. This is my opinion on how far – oh, by the way, and I don't call it Fox News. It's Fox Opinion. But this is how far, Crudy, how far right the Republican Party has gone. I don't believe – and he used to be their hero, Reagan – I don't believe he could get the nomination today as a Republican, do you?
They'd call him a rhino. They'd like the tax cuts for the millionaires. They'd like the anti-labor union attitude, you know. But no, I'm not sure that he would be, you know, his whole anti-Russia take probably wouldn't play very well, Wisco Paul.
Yeah, and I gave him
tear down that wall. You know, that's the opposite message of Donald Trump. Hey, Wisco, appreciate your call. I'm going to try to sneak one in here. Diallo, I hope that's close. Diallo, welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, history is not making – it's not a history making. It's history repeating itself. If everybody remembers, today we all hate what Putin is doing, and I do too. It's enraging, right? And you can't do much about it. He's grinding every day. People are getting killed for no reason. And this is exactly the sentiment when we were going to Iraq. The rest of the world was against it and saying there's no weapon. And we sure did. We went and alienated everybody. Putin is doing exactly the same. Now, that brings me to one conclusion. The world is not fair, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You got six, seven countries at the United Nations deciding what they want to do, and the rest of us should kind of shut up, you see?
Yeah.
When Bush wanted to go, everybody voted against that thing at the UN, and he still decided to go. Now, when...
Diallo, I'd love to talk more, man. Very interesting take you've got. And I remember those times. We got a fine guest joining us next. He is the Secretary of State of the fine, great state of Wisconsin, Douglas LaFollette's his name. Hopefully fine broadcast coming up in hour number two. And love for this conversation to continue at 844-967-2789.
I think we just started World War III.
I'm pretty sure that's the smell of your ma's apple pie.